Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique on the podcast every day. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme. And our theme for this week is non-judgment. Non-judgment in regard to yourself, to others, to your life and your world around you. And really, it's about just becoming aware of where your thoughts are leading you when you think about especially different stress triggers. And in yesterday's meditation, I shared with you an article I read from Psychology Today, where it talked about researchers who explored ambiguity and how the more ambiguous something is, so the less you really understand something or someone, the more likely you are to bring that out of context. So your judgment can go way out of context. And I think this makes sense. And you think about your own life where you may meet someone and you think they're a particular way. And so you kind of judge them as being a certain way. And then as you get to know them a little more, you can become very surprised to discover that they may be quite different from what you expected or from what you thought about them originally. And so our beliefs and judgments about a lot of different things can simply be uncertainty and insecurity and fear we may have about something unknown to us. So really pay attention to where your thoughts take you. You know, this reminds me of my grandfather who lived during the time of World War II. And in fact, his brother volunteered to go to war. So he wasn't drafted, he volunteered to go to war. And he happened to end up on the island of Iwo Jima in the South Pacific, which is where one of the fiercest battles took place between the Japanese and the Americans. And they finally won the island. It's just this small, round, volcanic island. There's a volcano right in the middle of the island. And it was really a fierce battle. And he was in the Marines. His brother was in the Marines and was one of the few survivors. There were only four survivors in his entire Marine battalion. And it was something that he really never really talked about when he came back from battle. But my grandfather was, as a result, very, very prejudiced against Japanese people. Well, if you've been listening to me a while, you know I am a big fan of Japan. I spent 5 years living there, working there, studying so many of the arts. In fact, much of what I share with you today has to do with different philosophies and arts that I studied while I lived in Japan. And so here is someone who was very prejudiced against Japanese, feeling as though they were a certain way. And his granddaughter, that's me, falls in love with the country, lives there for several years, and shares a lot of what I learned while I was there as part of my life work. So you just never know just how much some of your judgments may cloud what's truly factual. So many judgments are just based on appearances, and we have, as the researchers discovered from the article I shared yesterday, we have this innate desire to feel like someone is in charge, that there's some control over any situation, even if that person in charge doesn't treat us favorably. We still like to know that there's a reason for the way things are in our life, in our world, and about ourselves. Because otherwise, it can be too frightening to feel as though things are really left to chance or destiny. So this is often where a lot of our judgments, especially some of our judgments that can be harmful to others, this is where it often comes from. So think about where you might be judging other people or even yourself harshly. And think about how truly you are safe and all is well with you just as you are. Other people are doing fine along their own journeys, and the world is fine the way it is. We go through cycles and seasons just like nature, where we have more intense times and then maybe more peaceful times, and it all comes together, it all flows. But the more open and receptive you can be to whatever it is you're judging, the easier it will be for you to feel secure about your own life. Well, in today's meditation, it happens to be for a Wednesday's meditation, and every Wednesday, and I share a mudra meditation. Now, this is episode 670. And if you're not sure what a mudra is a way that you hold your hand in a specific way that stimulates a specific area of your brain. So when you apply light pressure to particular areas of your hand, this activates the corresponding region of your brain. And these positions you hold your hands in symbolize various feelings and emotions. So the mudras have become, for many people, their favorite meditation technique. So if you are a big fan of mudras, I think you will really enjoy today's mudra. It is the Buddhi Mudra, and this is a mudra to be generous with tolerance. So it is a perfect mudra for our non-judgment meditation series. Now, all the meditation techniques, including the mudra, are over at my website for the non-judgmental meditation series. Just look for that series, and you can take a look and see what the mudra is for this week. And you'll also find the mudra on Sip and Om's Facebook page. So just head over to Sip and Om Facebook and you'll see a photo of the mudra. So this mudra is a very simple mudra to do. I can explain it to you and you could probably figure it out. Before we do the mudra, I want you to keep in mind that after I guide you through the meditation, this is your time to break off and to go deep into your own inner stillness. And after you finish meditating, I encourage you to keep that stillness with you for as long as you can. Maybe sit down and sip some tea and write in a journal, walk in nature, or maybe sit quietly with a candle, just thinking about what your meditation did for you today. Don't jump right back into your busy day, because then you'll start to lose those beautiful sensations you've created. So keep those with you for as long as you can after you meditate. And of course, Just meditate to the point where you still feel great while you do it. Always leave your meditation on a high note. You never want to force yourself to meditate. Meditate even for a few minutes. That is perfect for you, especially if you are new to meditation. It's not the amount of time you spend meditating. It's the quality of the time, for sure. So just enjoy your meditation. Enjoy every moment of it. Well, let's begin to relax the different areas of your body. Sit up straight with a straight spine on the floor with cushions around you to support your body, or in a chair on the end of your bed. Close your eyes gently and keep them slightly elevated as they're closed. Relax your jaw and your whole face. Soften your throat. Relax your neck and your shoulders. Feel tension drain down your spine. Relax your hands and your arms. Place your hands on your lap. Relax your stomach. Let it soften, not sucking it in. Let it soften and relax. Relax your hips and your thighs. Relax your knees, your calves, and your feet. Very nice. Start to notice your breath. Start to notice yourself become quieter as you focus on your breath. Allowing yourself to breathe naturally, not forcing your breath in any way. Your eyes are gently uplifted and closed. Your jaw, your shoulders, your stomach, they're relaxed. Now you'll do this mudra with both hands. You can rest your hands on your lap as you do this mudra. It helps in cases of oedema. That's when you have a lot of fluid in your body. It helps support your eyes, your kidney and bladder. To do this mudra for tolerance, you simply touch your thumb and your pinky together. So touch your thumb and your pinky together using both of your hands. Rest your hands again on your lap. You can hold this mudra for as long as you need to. And it's always good to practice the mudra when you're really focusing on a particular quality. Just practice a few times a day, holding it for up to 4 minutes at a time. This mudra helps you to be tolerant, to free you from the bonds of intolerance. You might even think about a way you can reverse this intolerance. Just as you never want to force your breath when you're meditating, you never want to force the meditation, you never want to force a yoga pose or stretch. Likewise, you never want to force yourself to do anything that you're just not ready for, even if it's something that doesn't really support you. It's much better if you allow yourself to go through the experience of a transition. And that means that it's okay if you have a hard time letting go of judgment. Judgments are not easy to let go of. They can often humble us and bring us to our knees. So honor yourself where you are and just focus on gradually letting go of judgment, especially if it's judgment in regard to yourself. Be gentle with yourself. You're doing the best you can. And as you're seated, imagine that you're floating on a lake or the ocean or a river, a pond, some body of water. You're floating. The water's holding you up, supporting you. You feel it caress you as it holds you. So part of your body is submerged in the water as it supports you. Beneath the water is a world you maybe barely understand. Underwater, the fish, the water creatures, the plants, all the aquatic vegetation in the water. You don't quite understand exactly how life exists beneath the surface of the water, but yet here it is supporting you, supporting your body as you float. You is the air and the sky, and this is your world that you understand much better. So you can be part of two different worlds and be okay and be safe and be well. Think of judgments you may have about yourself or others or the world around you. Know that it's okay if you don't understand everything about yourself or everything about another person or a group of people. Or if you don't quite understand something else about your environment. Feel a freedom of being able to exist even though there are so many unknown realities that you haven't yet discovered. And know that it's okay if you don't know all the answers. Continue visualizing yourself floating on this body of water, feeling supported and safe. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.